Yeah, what an uplifting piece of music. I'm loving it. Wednesday night. I had a whopping 4 hours sleep last night. Trying to go to bed much earlier and flipped and flopped and said, the heck with this, and got up and decided to go grab something cheap to eat. Yeah. I went to Denny's, you know, great, marvelous food. 2 cups of coffee, which may be shocking to you at that hour of the night, but I'd only had 2 cups of coffee throughout the entirety of yesterday. And it was leftover from the day before. So a couple cups of coffee, got a couple of pancakes, which the guys know how to do well for me. Very well done. I don't like them mushy. And when it came time to check out, one of my favorite servers was there. She's really a very good friend. And came time to pay the bill, and my whole bill was less than $2. Didn't charge me for the coffee, and I got my old people's discount. What the hell? How are you tonight? Jeff Bennett here on the Edge of Darkness. Boy, it's been one heck of a day. But yeah, so by the time I finished, I went to bed, got back from Denny's, did some work for a couple of hours. It was after 3 before I went to bed, and woke up about 7:15 or thereabouts, 7:30. And it has been the best day I have had in months. Don't ask me why. Just been a great day. And the wind has been blowing like a mammy jammer. Now, if that wind kicks up again while I'm on the air, there's always a possibility that this tree outside my office could get blown over and crush my computers and crush me, and I'll be looking down on you from that point on. Artie Shaw is our opening music, of course. On Wednesdays, we typically do To Health With You. Interesting quick story to open with. It was reported about 2 weeks ago that a 28-year-old healthcare worker from the Swedish American Hospital in Beloit, Wisconsin, had been admitted to the ICU just 5 days after receiving a second dose of Pfizer's experimental mRNA vaccine. Previously healthy young woman had been pronounced brain dead after cerebral angiography confirmed a severe hemorrhage stroke in her brain stem. Her family members confirmed she was breaking out in rashes after the vaccine, suffered from sudden migraine headaches, got sick after taking the second dose of the vaccine, and at the very end, she lost the ability to speak and went unconscious. The migraines, nausea, loss of speech were all symptoms of a brain bleed and brain swelling, something her family did not understand at the time, and something no one would have expected after the vaccination. While on life support, neurologists used angiography to image the damage inside the brain, found a subarachnoid hemorrhage, whereas a bulging blood vessel burst in the brain, bleeding out in the space between the brain and the tissue covering the brain. The ensuing swelling cut off the oxygen, caused brain death. On February 10th, she had no brain activity. Her organs are still now being procured so they could be donated to other people around the world. How unbelievable. But don't forget, folks, follow the words of Dolly Parton. Get out there right now and get your vaccine. You out your mind, sucker? No way, Jose. I have no interest in it. I just got a word that we're not on the air. What's going on? This is crazy stuff going on here. Yeah, well, it's interesting because she's tunes in every day. And the funny thing is, I got a call about an hour ago from somebody who said the only archives that are up go all the way back to the 28th. That, leave this on the air live. It's okay. And I said, well, you better check your end because I had other people that were picking up the archives this morning at 5 in the morning. So I'm just going to send her a note saying not true. Anyway, as I began to work on programming last night, a number of things came before me. Bear with me just a quick second. Got to move a couple things around here. And there we go. Sorry about that. We give consideration to this piece we just opened with. And I began working on Dr. Kelly's site late last night, early this morning. And came across this piece talking about the elderly population are suddenly dying off for the unexplained reasons. And it's no longer coded as COVID-19. Around the world, medical authorities are seeing a spike in elderly death after COVID vaccination. Now, Gibraltar, which is a nation located at the southern tip of Spain, is suffering from an unexplained surge in elderly deaths. In the second week of January, a subset of the elderly population suddenly started to just kick the bucket. A new wave of unexplained elderly deaths is occurring at nearly three times the magnitude of COVID deaths that were recorded in 2020. And this new unexplained surge in elderly people is occurring 40 times faster when compared to the overall timeline of the COVID-19 deaths that occurred since the pandemic was first declared. And that surge in elderly deaths occurred after 5,847 doses of experimental mRNA injections were administered to the citizens of Gibraltar. In just 1 week, 17% of the country's population had been inoculated with the first dose of Pfizer's mRNA experiment. Why do we call it experimental? Because in this nation, it has still not been approved by the FDA. And so last week, we talked about the fact that there is no law that requires one to take the vaccine. If your boss says you take the vaccine, do you get fired? Well, sorry, you're in violation of the law, sir. Because there is no demand for this. All of these drugs are still experimental. Now, before the vaccine experiment began, the COVID-19 related death toll accounted for about 10 people. This is in Gibraltar. After the vaccine rollout, the total number of deaths skyrocketed to 45 people. In the first 8 days of the vaccination program, 35 seniors suddenly just bang. Their chief minister, Fabian Picardo, said, "This is now the worst loss of life in Gibraltarians in over 100 years. Even in war, we have never lost so many in such a short time." In 2020, medical examiners would have easily labeled those sudden deaths as COVID-19. But now these deaths are somehow unexplained. No definitive cause. Before the vaccines were unleashed, seniors died of COVID-19. Of course, they didn't die of cancer or heart failure. It's all COVID-19, right? But now seniors are dying of natural causes again, right after being vaccinated. Now I've got to go back and take a look at the story of the young nurse in Wisconsin. It won't be long before a surge in elderly deaths around the world is blamed on a new variant of SARS-CoV-2. With medical authorities calling for new vaccines, more doses, and let's not forget more mRNA updates. Don't you find it all rather suspicious that a deadly COVID variant became headline news suddenly after the vaccine rollout? But of course, in this country, they've hidden it, haven't they? But Gibraltar's not the only nation to report on the sudden spike in senior deaths. In Norway, senior citizens suddenly passed away in the first 2 weeks after the first dose of the vaccine. And in the hours after the vaccination, sometimes minutes later, these seniors shared similar side effects, including, but not limited to, persistent malaise, extreme exhaustion, severe allergic, including anaphylactic reactions, multi-system inflammatory syndrome, psychological disturbances, seizures, convulsions, paralysis, including Bell's palsy. and the Norwegian Medicines Agency declared that all deaths are linked to this Pfizer's vaccine because it was the only intervention that preceded the sudden elderly deaths. In Auburn, New York, at the Cayuga County Nursing Home, no one had died of COVID-19, but after the vaccination drive began December 22nd, just over 2 months ago, the residents suddenly began to fall ill. And after 1 week of vaccination, which covered 193 residents and 113 staff members, 137 felt ill, and a shocking 24 seniors passed away by January the 9th. But the media? Nah. They're trying to normalize vaccine-induced illnesses and death. The mainstream media is normalizing these vaccine-induced health problems and fatalities. A report from Express in the United Kingdom wrote that vaccine side effects and even deaths were a sign that the vaccine was working. Report then goes on to defend the vaccine, blaming the victims' immune systems for overreacting and causing the vaccine injuries. Oh, no joke. The news agency reported, many people are concerned with the growing reports of people falling ill and even death after the vaccine. Experts claim this is a predictable outcome and can actually be a good thing. What exactly happens to the body when vaccinated? And why is being ill after good? If you remember baseball legend Hank Aaron, one of several public figures who was used by the drug companies to promote their experimental inoculation, Aaron was filmed getting his first dose as he encouraged minorities to join in and get the life-saving vaccines. He didn't make it to the next appointment for his second dose because he suddenly died in his sleep 17 days after getting the first dose. I submit to you, my friends, the Holocaust will only continue as medical fraud and medical tyranny are wrought upon the world population. One has got to give all of this a degree of seriousness. But then, of course, you can't possibly listen to anything I have to say. And why is that? Well, because I'm just a conspiracy theorist. Well, Dolly Parton, you can go ahead and keep on singing vaccine, 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 vaccine. How's it go? Jolene, Jolene. Oh, that's right. She changed the words to vaccine. She's a clown. She's an entertainer. She's a human being like the rest of us are. But I believe we've got a right to ask some questions, some very serious questions. Before we continue, let me share with you. I received an email from Granny this morning. And don't ask me why, but for some reason, today is the best day I've had in months. I don't know why. I was horrendously depressed last night after hearing a conversation between my wife, our eldest granddaughter, and her stepfather, my son-in-law. And it was very disturbing to me. Lengthy conversation about issues with her younger sister, the one that lives with us. And yet it all began to sink in, and that's partially why I didn't get to bed till 3. I got back here last night before midnight. Mike and I sat out in the garage talking for nearly an hour. And we had a long, long involved discussion about this entire conversation that took place at the dinner table. Things began to come together and made more and more sense to me. And I finally, he and I quit talking at about 1:03 last night. He said, oh, what time is it? I said, I don't know. It's probably about 1 o'clock. He pulled his clock out and said, oops, 1:03. I said, good, see? And I stayed up till 3 o'clock, and all of the stuff keeps going through my head. There is massive depression all over this nation. We covered that issue a couple of days ago here on the program. And we've actually added to that. That column is currently posted. Give me just a second. I finally got around to publishing that column, the one we shared with you on Monday, dealing with... That's not where I want to be. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Hang on. And it was entitled, An Epidemic of Loneliness is Spreading Across America. And I published that last night. But throughout the course of this day, if I'm not mistaken, because I did this on a number of places, I went back into that article and added some outside links. One was entitled, Psychiatrist Says the World is Suffering from Mass Delusional Psychosis Because of the Pandemic. Another link I believe I posted, Lockdowns and Masks Are Destroying the Mental Health of Children and Young People. That is profound. So if you choose to go to drkelly.info, scroll down until you come to that article, An Epidemic of Loneliness Spreading Across America. And not only can you read it, as I told you I would get it up for you to read, but you want to follow those two links. They're quite profound. They are in addition to that which we covered the other night. But these are the kind of things we're dealing with. And they create health issues of their own in so many, many, many respects. These are things we have to watch for. I just lost a page that I had saved. Anyway, so I get this note from Granny this morning. And she told me that she had been unable to copy and post the text. Well, that text was and when she tried to do it, it just jammed all the words together. And so I went into it and began to start reading it. I have published it. It's entitled Vaccine Excipient Summary. Subtitle, Excipients Included in U.S. Vaccines. By vaccine. Granny's note said, see what is in those vaccines that they want to inject into your body. Lots of ingredients they don't tell their victims about. There is a PDF that you can gain access to that opens up that entire report. You can't miss it. It's marked excipient-table-2 PDF. I have then gone back and posted an image that I had posted on the site several days ago. Are you aware that all vaccine makers worldwide have been given a free pass from any legal prosecution regarding any deaths or injuries caused by the new vaccines? You remember the first story we shared with you? Pfizer, right? Pfizer. Are you aware that the Pfizer vaccine is still engaging in phase 3 trials for 2 more years? Which means this vaccine is still very much in the experimental stages, even though it's being offered to the public. At the bottom of this post, I added an addendum. A table listing vaccine excipients and media by excipient is published by the Institute for Vaccine Safety at Johns Hopkins University. It has been updated. It was originally written back in 2020. Been updated as of January 15th of this year. I've provided you the link to go read this. Know what you're talking about. Do the studies for yourself. Don't buy into the BS, people. You know, I've made it very plain and clear where I stand as relate to vaccines. Agreed? Been up to date with my vaccine since May the 28th of 1968. 6 days later, I landed in Vietnam. I have not had another vaccine since that time. Not a flu shot, not a tetanus shot, not a nothing. Oh, and believe me, I've caused major damage to my body over the years. Anyone else was like, you need a tetanus shot. June of 2014, as longtime listeners know, I moved into my son's house to begin a renovation project that we thought was going to take 4 to 6 weeks. It took 11 months. The damage that I caused to my hands and my arms below the knees, my forearms, not the knees, the elbows, was immeasurable. Cuts, gouges, you name it, I never felt them as they were happening. And not a one of them ever caused me a bit of pain. I don't think you get pain until you see the damage. Only because I'd look down and see all this blood coming out. I've got scars all over my arms, got scars all over my hands. I still do that every once in a while. I couldn't tell you what I cut myself with. I couldn't tell you which way I was moving my arm, what I was doing. I was picking stuff up. We were cleaning stuff out, throwing stuff in the garbage, building new walls. I did it again a couple months ago on my left arm, left forearm. Now, that one was a pretty deep one. I can still feel a scar on there. And in fact, at one point, I actually reached and picked some of that stuff off. But I've never had a tetanus shot because of all this. I'm alive. I'm still running my mouth on the air. Do you get it, folks? Awful lot of stuff going on. And then this story. Scientists at Sloan Kettering have discovered that mRNA activates tumor-suppressing proteins, meaning it can promote cancer. Oh, yeah. There's a secret layer of information in our cells called messenger RNA. It's located between DNA and proteins. All serves as a critical link. Now, in a medical shocker to the whole world of vaccine philosophy, scientists at Sloan Kettering found that mRNA itself carries cancer-causing changes. Changes that genetic tests don't even analyze. All of which flies completely into the radar of oncologists all around the globe. And so now it's time for independent laboratories that are not vaccine manufacturers or hired by them to run diagnostic testing on the COVID vaccine series. Find out if these are cancer-driving inoculations that, once the series is complete, will cause cancer tumors in the vaccinated masses, who have all rushed out to get the jab out of fear and propaganda influence. Oh, my friends, welcome to the world of experimental and dirty vaccines known as mRNA technology. You see, this mind-blowing discovery should be published on every medical news site and newspaper and television news broadcast and on the CDC website. But unless you are listening to this program and use DuckDuckGo as your search engine, you'll never see it. You'll be able to come to drkelly.info. You'll be able to read it. It's posted right now. Because you see, Google is in on the fix, right along with Big Pharma and the VIC. That's the vaccine industrial complex. Oh, let's not forget our boy Billy Bob Gates and Bezos. And hey, my boy over there, Mr. Facebook. I can't even think of his name. I can see his ugly mutt face. Yeah, Zuckerberg. He looks just like that redheaded broad that runs her mouth because Biden's too dumb to do so. Yeah, they look like twins. So let's share with you a more in-depth explanation of what we're looking at. I mean, for real, regarding these mRNA vaccines. The information-carrying molecule, the messenger, RNA, can instruct human cells ultimately in the same way as cancer drivers, playing a major role in causing cancer to thrive while inactivating natural tumor-suppressing proteins that the human body creates to save us from cancer. completely the opposite of what the CDC and the vaccine manufacturers are telling us all right now about the COVID vaccines. And all of this is based on clinical research by molecular biologists at Sloan Kettering. And so even sequencing the DNA in cancer cells does not reveal these changes. That's how sneaky the vaccines are. It's like a Trojan horse that tells your cells to allow these changes to be made as if they were safe, except that they're not. All assumptions being made about mRNA being safe right now have been completely turned 180 degrees with this research. My friends, consider all of this very carefully if you have not yet been injected with this mRNA technology. I mean, you might want to lawyer up if you already got the jabs, but then that's already been a screw job anyway, because of what I just shared with you moments ago. We can't go after them. So, now after your COVID vaccination, RNA is transported out of your cell's nucleus and will no longer function properly as a cancer tumor suppressor. Now look, I think most of us now know Bill Gates and the vaccine industrial complex are very sinister, and we, as we all know, but to create vaccines that truncate, that's disabled by cutting short, to truncate cancer tumor suppressors and destroy the human body's ability to protect against cancer, well, my friends, that's just complete insanity. Truncated tumor suppressor proteins are similar to the DNA mutations that cause cancer cells to mutate and multiply uncontrollably. And so, is America going to see cancer cases skyrocket over the next few years due to COVID vaccines? Ah, my friends, only time will tell. But right now, science is revealing to us that it's very likely. Pay close attention. For you see, anyone who is scared to death of the COVID vaccines is pro-science rather than anti-science, because the science shows the mRNA technology that's passed is very dangerous, especially concerning proteins that fuel cancer tumors. Let me say this again. Science shows that mRNA technology can and will fuel cancer tumor growth. But did you know the substantial amount of people with blood cancer have the same inactivation of tumor suppressor genes at the mRNA level? Oh, yes, because you see, scientists have discovered that this substantial amount of people with blood cancer, the aka chronic lymphatic leukemia or CLL, have the same exact inactivation of tumor suppressor genes at the mRNA level. As a matter of fact, the mRNA changes they detected could possibly account for the missing DNA mutations. And that spells out bad news for everyone who thinks the COVID vaccine series is safe and effective. Oh, my friends, it's effective, all right, at suppressing anti-cancer proteins. That is what we all should be concluding. Even if just half, a partial truncation, even if just half the mRNA changes in human cells take place, it's enough to completely override the function of the normal versions that are present. That, according to Sloan Kettering. These changes can also apply to 100 different genes at the same time, so the changes can add up quickly and cause horrific health repercussions. But of course, mainstream media will dismiss any connections made by those discoveries, but they're paid to regurgitate pharma talk, so that's not surprising at all. Oh, by the way, unrelated, or somewhat related link we published in this particular article. The link taking you to the article entitled "The Vaccine is the Pandemic." Remember the story we opened with about the nurse, 28-year-old, who got her second shot and bang. How about this one? 35 nuns from the Benedictine Sisters of St. Walburg in Kentucky were vaccinated for the Wuhan coronavirus. That's COVID-19. 2 days later, two of them died. 26 others tested positive. Interesting ongoing problems, is it not? It's important to note, my friends, that mRNA changes, according to researchers, are not limited just to blood cancer, but have been linked to acute lymphatic cancer, breast cancer. Could this mean that we're looking at a new population control mechanism hidden within messengers RNA? What do you mean by messenger RNA? That's exactly what mRNA means. You know, about 20,000 people in this country alone developed CLL. That's chronic. Let's just call it. It's another one of these words I just hate. We'll try it. Lymphocytic leukemia each year. How many will quietly begin developing it now and have it suddenly show up 5 years from now? Symptoms include fatigue, enlarged lymph nodes, night sweats. Did you get mRNA vaccinated and experience those systems already? Symptoms already? Are those symptoms on the warning label? You know, the vaccine insert? Did you even read them? There is only a single treatment offered right now for CLL by the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And that's stem cell bone marrow transplantation. Oh, but it's only recommended if your CLL is likely to advance. Do your mRNA vaccines now qualify you as likely to advance? Some of the pieces I've shared with you are a month to 6 weeks old. This was just published yesterday. I think it's time for me to get set up and start going to DuckDuckGo because I've had about enough of Google. Most of my going to Google is generally because I'm looking for images or a particular piece of music or something like that. Think about these things we've talked about here today. Just these few moderate things. You'll not be able to prosecute regarding your death or injuries caused by these new vaccines, because they're still in trial at least 2 more years. The vaccine is experimental. I have no love for the FDA for a number of reasons. The FDA has not even approved this stuff. Oh, don't kid yourself. Eventually they will. And they're going to speed that sucker up as fast as they possibly can. You've got young people dying from these vaccines at the age of 28, a health caregiver. You've got the elderly people dying in places around the world, unexplained reasons, after they've taken the vaccine. And now Sloan Kettering, an amazing medical community, as it were, who's discovered that mRNA inactivates your tumor-suppressing proteins, and it can promote cancer. You start looking at these kind of things, it's my God.
And then I go to a piece that was published this morning. And it's like, I can't get away from this stuff. Experimental gene therapy, which is what this is, should not be called a vaccine. Now, let me insert something here. I have no ability nor intent to complete this entire presentation, but I want you to understand something. Last night, and I don't know, Michael might be able to remember that several hours before airtime, I just shut down. Tuesdays, we typically do economic commentary and issues. And I made a decision to open the program with some money, money, money from ABBA. I always liked the redhead better than the blonde. But then, I'm not a big lover of blondes anyway. Don't be offended, ladies, because most of us is probably done in bottles anyway. And I sent the video, or an audio clip, dealing with the stock market crash in 1929. I've had some interesting response to that today. I have a lady who lives in a really cool county with her husband in West Virginia, who sent me a note late today and had heard the rebroadcast between 5 and 6 in the morning Eastern time and was really blown away. Now she's interested. She wants to learn more. I sent her some links on the Morgana website, which will take her very deeply into the market crash of 29 and the aftermath, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't expect, and I never even thought to ask Michael if he had any idea what the numbers were last night. I'm going to expect that because you had to listen to that video for nearly an hour, that audio clip, that a lot of you just tuned out, didn't want to hear it. Foolish, foolish, foolish mistake. These are the things you need to understand. You learn from history. Economically, medically, and otherwise. And it is shocking to me, the people that walk away. You can't afford to walk away from any of this stuff anymore. You've got to open your eyes. You've got to open your ears. You've got to turn off the TV. You've got to shut your mouths and learn. For some of you, I know that the Wednesday night program does get boring to some of our listeners. And it gets tedious, and they walk away from it. And yet, what we're talking about here tonight, And I don't necessarily, when I'm putting a show together, the various different things that I choose to talk about and share with you, I've had this unbelievable gift for all these years that it just all comes together. First of all, it was, okay, we'll share the stuff we posted. Then I come across this other piece, and we're going to spend a few minutes talking about it tonight. It's not because I'm trying to pat myself on the back and say, look at all the great information I brought to you tonight. Aren't I good? I've told you before, I'm not here to put on a damn show. I'm here to provide you information that can save your lives. That's what you've got to understand. If you don't want to save your life, you have an alternative. I've referred to it for many years as something called Smith and Wesson Brothers cough drops. Some of you will understand that. Some of you will not. And so I look at this piece that Mercola published actually late yesterday. Experimental gene therapy should not be called a vaccine. COVID-19 coronavirus vaccine is exactly that. It's gene therapy. Although I'm not sure therapy is the right word. I mean, by using that word, it makes them sound like they're cool people, right? Understand this. The current crop of vaccines are nothing more than experimental drugs based on gene therapy and do not meet the medical definition of a vaccine. None have been properly tested. All are being delivered under provisional emergency use authorization by the Food and Drug Administration, man. Informed consent is completely missing. Unless you tune into a program such as this one. Do I have a damn thing to gain by jerking your string? No. Of all the people that has been on the air for as many years as I have, I am the least commercial of all of them. Have I made somewhat of a living doing this over the years? Predominantly in precious metal sales, yes. Some years are a lot better than others. There was a time where years ago I was very deeply involved with the marketing of long-term food storage. It goes back to the very early days on the air. And that was with a company whose predominantly business was precious metal sales. When I was finally given my own program, it was kind of a shock to a lot of people because I didn't necessarily go on the air to do my program one night a week and then another night shared with someone else and just hawk gold and silver. I'm not selling medicine. I got a couple of books that I sell that I'm now the designated publisher for the Kelly estate, Kelly family. I don't make money peddling books, not a lot. It's never been about the money. It's about we the people. It's about you and I, our families, our children, our grandchildren, our health, our mental health, our physical health, financial health when it applies. So understand that's why I share what I'm sharing here. It damn sure beats Dolly Parton going on television, getting her vaccine, and then singing vaccine, vaccine, vaccine. Well, how cute do you think you are? Number one, I never thought she was. You aren't cute. I look at Sarah Evans. But that's another story. The flaws of vaccine trials, my friends, in general, have never been as highlighted before as they are with this COVID-19 garbage. One of the most egregious ones being the fact that vaccine makers rarely use inert placebos like a saline shot. That's always been the gold standard for drug trials. As noted in a January article in The Defender, vaccine developers typically assess the safety of a new vaccine against another vaccine, and by doing so, effectively hide side effects, as most vaccines have side effects and risks. An example, the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine being tested against a meningitis vaccine, which just so happens to share many of the side effects reported from COVID-19 vaccines. And as was recently reported by the National Vaccine Information Center, according to the CDC, at least 50% of individuals receiving let's just call it meningitis vaccines, targeting meningococcal serogroups AC, Y, and W135, Menactra or Menvio, experience mild side effects. Adverse events reported by Sanofi Pasteur in the Menactra vaccine product insert include headache, fatigue, joint pain, chills, anaphylaxis, wheezing, upper airway swelling, difficulty breathing, hypotension, lymph node swelling, Guillain-Barre syndrome, convulsions, dizziness, facial palsy, facivagal syncope, whatever that is, paresthesia, transverse myelitis, acute disseminated encephalitis, I'm sorry, that's encephalomyelitis, something or other. I don't claim to speak that language, and you know it, and I know it, and I've never made any bones about it. Adverse effects reported by Novartis vaccines at diagnosis, that's GlaxoSmithKline. In the pre-licensing clinical trials of Manvio vaccine include headache, joint muscle pain, malaise, nausea, chills, blah, 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 pneumonia, suicidal depression, and suicide attempts. Now, Pfizer and Moderna have begun offering placebo recipients in their trials the real mRNA gene therapy, which means it will be even more difficult to tease out which side effects are actually caused by the shot and which ones aren't over the long term. Even NPR, National Public Radio, reported on February the 17th, tens of thousands of people who volunteered to participate in the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccine studies are still participating in follow-up research, though that's somewhat hampered because many people who had been given a placebo shot opted to take the vaccine instead. As a matter of fact, according to Dr. Carlos Fierro, who runs the clinical trial for the Moderna vaccine in Lenexa, Kansas, virtually all of the 650 volunteers who initially received the placebo have now opted to get the real vaccine, which means he had, quote, essentially no comparison group left for the ongoing study, which was slated to run for a full 2 years. Dr. Stephen Goodman at Stanford University told NPR that getting rid of the initial control groups made it far more difficult to assess the safety and effectiveness of the COVID vaccine, so they won't have anything to compare. Do you begin to understand what I'm saying here? No testing, no long-term testing. None of this has been properly, thoroughly checked out. Sorry, but justification for elimination of those controls is flimsy at best. Because ironically, both the use of an active placebo and the elimination of control groups are being justified on moral grounds by pro-vaccine advocates who say that it's unethical to not provide volunteers with something of value, such as another vaccine in the case of active placebos, or a vaccine they know is effective in the case of giving placebo recipients the real McCoy. These arguments are all beyond questionable, as has been shared by me and others, including people of the professional field who get it. No vaccine is 100% safe. So getting an active vaccine placebo comes with risk, not merely benefit. And when it comes to the novel mRNA technology used in COVID vaccines, historical data are troubling, to say the least. And the U.S. Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, or VAERS, is rapidly filling up with COVID-19 vaccine-related injury reports and deaths. What? Just over a month ago, reported COVID-19 vaccine to be tested on six-year-olds? And they'd received 12,697 injury reports and 653 deaths following COVID-19 vaccination. And even more telling, between January of 2020 and January 2021, COVID-19 vaccines accounted for 70% of the annual vaccine deaths. Although those vaccines had only been available for less than 2 months. Oh, please, get me a bottle of Cavassier. I'll feel a hell of a lot safer. I'll inject it. I'll imbibe it. But when I drink Cavassier, it's no ice, man. Far healthier than a damn vaccine. Between January 2020 and January 2021, COVID-19 vaccines accounted for 70% of the annual vaccine deaths. And what's more, previous research by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services found fewer than 1% of vaccine adverse events are ever reported. And so, in reality, we could be looking at more than a million COVID-19 vaccine injuries within the first 2 months of their release. In the doctor's view, the data is far, far from assuring overall, which makes the elimination of long-term control groups, flawed as they may be due to active placebo use, all the more troubling. You know that historically, previous attempts to create a coronavirus vaccine have all failed miserably because they all ended up creating devastating immune enhancement. And that is why any and all shortcuts taken on the COVID-19 vaccine development is so damn troubling. It's just shocking to me. Dr. Mercola had interviewed Robert Kennedy Jr. last May. And Kennedy summarized the history of coronavirus vaccine development, which began in 2002, following three consecutive SARS outbreaks. And by 2012, Chinese, American, and European scientists were working on SARS vaccine development. And they had about 30 promising candidates. And of those 30, the four best vaccine candidates were then given to ferrets. That's the closest analog to human lung infections. Very interesting video on this piece that if we get this published later tonight, you'll be able to see it. Kennedy explains what happens next. Say what? Oh, okay. Don't do that to me when I'm on the air. I get, because I can't pick up on that. Obviously, you're able to tune in now. One of my friends, Gwen, who wasn't able to get the broadcast, now is able to do it. So, okay, let's go back to Kennedy. Because he's talking about what happened after this. He said, while the ferrets displayed robust antibody response, which is the metric used for vaccine licensing, once they were challenged with the wild virus, they were overtaken by a cytokine storm response known as paradoxical immune enhancement. They became severely ill, and they died. And the same thing happened when they tried to develop a respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV vaccine in the 1960s. RSV is an upper respiratory illness that is very similar to that caused by coronaviruses. But at that time, they had decided to skip animal trials and go directly to the human trials. And so the RSV vaccine was tested on about 35 children with identical results. Initially, they developed a robust antibody response, but when challenged with the wild virus, all became ill. Two of them died. And the vaccine was abandoned. And yet they continue to go back and experiment with our bodies. They keep going back to the same games over and over and over. Ladies and gentlemen, people are dying because of these vaccines. And it looks more and more as though we're dealing with homicide. And maybe even murder. Reiner Filmusch, attorney. Have a good evening and sleep well. Lord willing, I'll see you tomorrow. Sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars, and down by the shore an orchestra's playing, and even the palms
when they begin the begin to live it again is past all endeavor, except when that tune clutches my heart. And there we are, swearing to love forever and promising never, never to part. What moments divine, what raptures serene, till clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So don't let them begin. Suddenly know what heaven we're in when they begin the beginning. When they begin the beginning.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.